Here to talk to us about this, our rangatira, Herewini Parata Matatini, joins us now. Me tuku mihi ki a koe I te rangatira. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon.
Kia ora, Claudette. O tira, koutou e noho ake rā, ki roto o Tāmaki Makaurau. Mihi tēnei ki a koutou, pupuri nei I ngā hoatanga, e haumaru ai tātou. Koutou o roto o Tāmaki Makaurau, engari tātou katoa roto Aotearoa.
O tira, tuku mihi anō ki a koe te rangatira, ko tēnei te wiki o te reo Māori. Aha ko he tēnei te wiki, he tēnei te wā Māori, reo Māori, I ngā wā katoa.
Koe anō, kei te kōrero Māori tāu I ngā wā katoa, kei te kōrero I ngā reo e rua raini.
Wow! Ko tēnei, aha ko te... He kore he pērangi, he tino pērangi a hau ki te kōrero Māori, engāri ko tēnei te hōtaka I te reo Pākehā.
Ok, well, ka kōrero Māori, ka kōrero Pākehā. Tēnō, me
tēnei
te
kōrero... Oh, I know. Yeah, ka pai. So we've got contingency plans in case Auckland does go into level 4 again. What are those? Can you just highlight some of those contingency plans for them? Is any one of those contingency plans a complete outright cancellation of what is the most spectacular event on the Māori calendar?
Actually, the contingency plan is not just for Auckland, it's for the whole country. And utmost in our minds when we put this contingency plan together as the Matatini, safety of our families in their home, safety of our families in their rohe, safety of our families in Aotearoa whānui, and safety of the Te Matatini Herenga Waka Herenga Tangata event in February 2022. So that was the foundation on, we based all our discussions on in relation to Te Matatini Herenga Waka Herenga Tangata. So our plan A, above all, our catchphrase has been, and our kaupapa has been, Kia kina te whakapapa, kia kina hoki te kapahaka. Look after and care for our whakapapa. And in our whakapapa, we mean ourselves. We're an intergenerational people. So that's all areas. Our more hupakeke, our kui, our kroa, our parents, our grandparents, our children, our mokopuna, mokopuna tuaru. So plan A is that Aotearoa, any place in Aotearoa, if Aotearoa is at alert level 1 by Friday the 29th of October this year, the festival will go ahead as planned for the 22nd to the 26th of February at Eden Park in Tāmaki Makaurau. So that's plan A. Plan B is if there is any area in Aotearoa that is at alert level 2 or higher on Friday the 29th of October, the Te Matatini Festival will be postponed to April 2022, still at Eden Park in Auckland. Extending the date for level 2 is to allow more flexibility and preparation time for kapahaka. If the alert changes, alert levels continue to change. And we're working with our venue partners at Eden Park to confirm a date in April 2022, and we'll keep you all updated with progress on these plans. Now, plan C is that if Aotearoa is at alert level 2 or higher, by Tuesday the 14th of December 2021, Matatini Herenga Waka Herenga Tangata National Kapahaka Festival will be cancelled for 1 year and moved out to February 2023. It will remain at Eden Park in Auckland. new round of regional competitions will be held in 2022 to decide the new qualifying Kapahaka team for the festival in 2023 at Eden Park. As I said at the beginning, the health and safety of everyone involved in the festival is our priority, as is following all the rules in the COVID-19 alert level system to keep everyone safe. We're actually encouraging all our families, wherever they live, to go and get vaccinated for their safety, for our safety, for our whānau and our hapū, and our community's safety. We have also set up a small committee to look at other options of the Matatini Festival in these changing times. So it could be a virtual Matatini. We're exploring all possibilities. So as you know, nothing's impossible. And we're working on those possibilities. Should A, B, and C not be able to be carried out.
Kapai, thank you so very much for that clarification and that explanation. Thank you. And I know that all the groups will be wanting to perform, but they'll also be, individually as small whānau, they'll be under pressure as well too, particularly the teams here in Tāmaki Makaurau. They'll be thinking about day to day and how they're going to cope day to day. It must also be quite stressful for the teams not being able to get together to help to train. There's also that, but also too, fundraising would also be, but it might be a little bit of an issue for some rōpū as well too. There's a whole raft of matters that must be taken into consideration.
That's right, Claudette. We've canvassed all those, and before we made these decisions, all our delegates from the 13 rohe went back to talk with their teams, talk with their kapahaka, and we came back and collectively made these decisions. Yes, there were varying degrees of from different groups, from different areas, wanting to postpone, wanting to cancel, and wanting to work out how we can still train. But at the end of the day, we think that these three levels are providing clarity and support for our kapa and all our kapa e tautoko.
Is it costing Matatini financially to have to postpone events? Of course, again, it's out of our control, but there must be some financial pressure on Matatini.
There is, Claudette, there is. However, we're managing those issues and negotiating those with our strategic partners, our venue, the venue like Eden Park. And there's a lot of goodwill for us to work things out.
Yes, I'm sure there would be. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon, Te Rangatira. Wonderful to kōrero with you. Wonderful to have your reo on our irirangi. We really do appreciate you speaking with us this afternoon as we sit here in our lockdown level 4, and we hope that Aucklanders do not make their way down to Te Tairawhiti and go wee wee wah wah.
Oh, I think our relations are all responsible, including the ones in Auckland. They're staying in their bubble, and they're looking after each other, and helping to eradicate Delta, because that's what we're on about. The last time us as the Māori Nation went to war, we went to our grandparents, and in some cases, our parents went to the Māori Battalion. They could see the enemy. this enemy here is on our shore and it is here. And that's the big fight as far as I'm concerned. And we collectively, the Ao Māori, have to help eradicate this virus, Delta, from our country.